Good morning and welcome back to Nachyomi. Today our focus is going to be the 29th chapter of Sefer Shmuel Aleph. This is a very difficult perek to understand. It is short, but contains some things we're going to struggle with. It only is 11 psukim, but it's going to be very hard to appreciate. Let's delve straight in. So we've left Shaul. Shaul was trying to find out what the future holds, what he should do, and he gets the terrible news that either the choice or the options of battle the next day is that he and his children are going to die in battle, and this is what he finds out from this woman who brings back the spirit of Shmuel into this world. Anyways, we now pan back to David. David at this time is now with Achish. Remember, he's living in the Philistine territories under the protection of Achish, the king of Gath. So all the Plishtim are now gathering towards war. We know this is happening because that's why Shaul was trying to consult with the Nevi'im and ultimately Shmuel. And they all go to Afek, bringing their armies together. And as the Sarane Plishtim, these are the chieftains, are gathering their people in the hundreds and the thousands, they notice that there's David and his merry band of 600 men walking at the back with Achish. And they say, "What is going on over here?" And Achish says to them, "Don't worry." He says, "He's been with me for a bunch of years." That's not actually true. David's only been there for about 4 months, as we know. But nonetheless, they say to him, "You know, I've not found any problems with him from the time he's been with me from the time that he fell to the time that he's with me." Using the word "fell" as sort of like a sort of fallen from grace, fallen out of Shaul's favor. So this is what he says. The Plishtim are not so happy with that. They said, "We remember what happened when David went to war. We know what they were singing when David came back after killing Goliath, our leader, the Philistine leader." And the women would sing, "Hikar Shaul ba'alafov David b'rivavoysov," that Shaul killed thousands and David killed 10,000. So don't tell us that David and these Ivrim are going to go to war with the Philistines. We know that they're going to be turncoats. So he says the following. So Achish turns back to David and says, "David, by the Chai Hashem, by the life of God, you know, I know you're straight. I know that you're with me. I know I trust you. You haven't done anything bad. But you know, it was probably a good idea not to come to battle with us." So David says, "Achish, what did I do? I didn't do anything wrong. Why are you not letting me come to battle? Against the enemies of Adoni HaMelech, of the king, meaning you, O Achish." And Achish says, "Look, you know, David, it's not you, it's not me, you're like in my eyes, Malach Elohim, like the angel of God. But, you know, the Saranim, the chieftains don't like you so much, they don't trust you. So, you know, it's probably a good idea just to wake up early in the morning and leave." And that's what happens. David Melech leaves, and he returns in the morning, and the Plishtim return to Yisrael. And we're going to see what happened in the meantime in David's absence, which is the beginning of the next perek. But this ends this very strange perek, and this is a very difficult perek to understand, because David HaMelech seems to be pushing for something which is incomprehensible. David HaMelech, let's say that the Philistines didn't pick him out. Let's say that Achish relented to his request. Would David HaMelech really have fought against Israelites? Meaning, would David HaMelech really fought on the other side of the battle against them? That's a very hard, difficult question to answer. Not so simple. And it's interesting. The Mefarshim are extremely sparse on this. There's very little writing on this as a whole. Now, we don't have sufficient time in our short time together in this morning to actually deal with this fully. But I will say, and I'm going to put into the weekly email, a copy of an essay written by Rav Yigal Ariel, which is really, really fascinating on this particular topic. But just one or two highlights and directions to perhaps consider when looking at this whole perspective. And that is that it seems like David HaMelech actually shares in common something with a great ancestor of his, and that is Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov and David are both, in a certain sense, transition characters. Yaakov being the person transitioning from the Avos, from individuals who found God, to a nation, or Shvatim, that was his children. David HaMelech transitioning from a nation who lives in Israel to a kingship, to a nation under one power, not just simply Shvatim. So they're both transitionary characters, very important characters in Jewish history, and both of them are forced to go through a period of deception in their lives. You know, Yaakov Avinu, where he has to take the Bechorah from his brother Esav in a deceptive way, also has to deal with later on dealing with a very deceptive person, Lavan, and having to deal with him on his own terms. And this is something which puts Yaakov through a lot of angst, especially being a person who is a man of truth. Similarly, David HaMelech over here seems to have to, in trying to get to the right place, trying to get to the Bechorah, trying to get to the real throne, has to take a passage which is less traveled, a more difficult pathway, in which he expresses distrust and he expresses deception, which is we're not comfortable with, but this seems to be what is actually happening as we watch him. It is interesting to note as well that in this, that both David and Yaakov suffered because of this. David is going to be criticized because of this. We're going to see some of the ramifications of this alliance, this potential betrayal. And Yaakov Avinu certainly suffered in his lifetime because of his choice, which was ordained, but his choice nonetheless to deceive Yitzhak and take the brachas from Esav. Difficult situations which a person needs to do. Does the ends justify the means? That's a big question we have to ask ourselves and really think about difficult as we consider this difficult parak. One other thing which is worth considering, just in terms of a direction to think about, and this requires a lot more effort and time to go through, is that it does seem interesting that David HaMelech is driving a wedge between Achish and the other Sarnei Pelishtim, which means to say that David's trust, which he has created with Achish, although falsely so, meaning to say he has been raiding the local cities and pretending that he was raiding the Israelite cities, giving the spoils to Achish as a tribute, that carried up favor with Achish, gaining him so much loyalty on Achish's side, but he's putting a wedge between him and the rest of the Philistines. One has to ask the question is, is there different relationships that Israel can have with the Philistine nation at all? Remember, the Philistines are not one of the seven nations. Is there a possibility which exists in which there could be a different relationship between the Philistines and the Israelites? Up to now, it's been war, and attrition. David HaMelech seems to have forged something else here. David HaMelech seems to have created a relationship in which there is mutual respect. There is trust between him and Achish. Is this something David HaMelech is trying to foster for the future? Is there some future idea over here? How does this relate to the past? And how does this relate back to Avraham Avinu and his actual, we'll call it, his secure relationship which he created between himself and Avimelech? That's the question we're going to we have to ask ourselves. And is David HaMelech trying to find a way forward where the Philistines don't have to be in conflict? And very worthwhile thinking about in terms of neighboring nations, interdispersed nations, when trying to find peace. Are there different solutions to the potentially the ones at hand? Very difficult questions. This perek tries to address them. God willing, in the weekly email, I'll try to send out more details on this complex topic. In the meantime, have a wonderful, meaningful day.